Yeah. As the weather gets warmer, a lot of us are spending more time outdoors. If you're one of them, and if you're a dog owner, you're probably taking Fido out more as well.
Yeah, in my neighborhood especially.
I know. Before you hit the street, the beach, or the park, it's time for a refresher course in doggy etiquette.
It really is, Rosie, because it can be disgusting if you're walking down the sidewalk
sometimes. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
On the KGO Live line is Cindy Seed, founder of Advanced Etiquette in San Francisco. Hey, Cindy.
Howdy.
Welcome back to KGO.
Thank you, Rosie and Greg.
Yeah, Greg hit it on the head. You and I probably have walked over more doggy poop in the street than anything else. Why is it that people seem to forget that they should clean it up when it's on the street?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's not only the idea of forgetting, but they're just not taking responsibility for themselves and for their dogs. I mean, no different than we as humans. We wouldn't even think of doing something as pooping on the street and urinating on the street. So likewise, if they're taking their dog out on the street, it's their responsibility to, you know, scoop it up and paper bag it up and make sure that the dog relieves himself in appropriate places.
Yeah, Cindy, it's a matter also, and I don't mean to be too graphic, but in many cases I've seen one dog owner pick up the stuff if it's, you know, if the dog's been eating good dry food, but if the dog's been eating wet food and makes a mess, the owner just sort of goes, ooh, that's too gross for me. If you're going to have a dog in the city, I hate to make a commentary out of this, but you have to take the responsibility no matter what kind of mess your dog makes. You're going to clean it up.
Absolutely. But it's regrettable that some dog owners really believe that they're an exception to the rule. I don't know where they get this, but I've heard countless stories of dog owners when people will make mention of it, or even when they inadvertently. I heard a story of in a neighborhood park where a dog owner peed on a little girl's shoe.
No.
And when the mother, and when the mother made comment of it, the dog owner's response was, get a life.
Not nice. So no. What is the correct way, and we have to say this as often as possible, to deal with dog waste?
Well, it is, okay, after you scoop it up and put it in a bag, it is appropriate to put it in with your trash and with your other food scraps or, you know,
okay.
So forth.
How about urinating on someone else's lawn? Is that okay?
Never, ever do that. And it's been proven that even female dogs in urinating on people's lawns really leave dead spots. So, again, that is not a good thing. And people and kids play on lawns as well.
That's very true. How about off-leash dogs? Is there a nice way to tell people to get them back on leash?
Well, it is a law that dogs should be on leash at all times in public, and the only leniency might be in certain designated, you know, off-leash areas or in people's private homes where you've gotten their permission. But other than that, no. Dogs really need to be on a leash at all times because you never know what can happen, and people are afraid, and children are afraid of dogs.
Yeah, just to all those people out there who just feel like they're special and their dog can do it and they don't have to worry about it. Just think how you'd feel if, you know, one of us went on your front porch and walked out in on surprise. It's the same thing, isn't it, Cindy? It's exactly the same. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
All righty. My pleasure.
Thanks, Cindy.
Cindy Seed, the founder of Advanced Etiquette in San Francisco. And Rosie, that's